Sagt die Mishnah weiter, Masech des Makis, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. The list continues of people that would receive Malkus. So Eichel Bikurim, someone eats Bikurim, Ad Shalai Kara Alayan, before their owner read the Parsha. Which Parsha? And what does this mean, the owner of Bikurim? So you remember from the beginning of Parshas Kisavai, when someone grows one of the Shiva Saminim. Remember the Shiva Saminim? Chita, Sa'ira, Gefen, Te'ena, Rimonim, Zayis, Hashem and Devash, meaning the date, honey. When someone grows one of the seven species for which Eretz Yisrael is praised for, wheat, barley, grapes, figs, pomegranates, olives, and dates. So he has to bring the first fruits, first ripened fruits of each year's crop to the Beis HaMikdash, and you say a whole parsha. You place them in front of the Mizbeach, and they're given to the Kohen who eats them. Now, once the Bikurim have been brought to Yerushalayim, they cannot be eaten until one recites the parsha. So again, Oechel Bikurim Atshalai Kara Alein. Eats the Bikurim before they read the parsha that begins a Rami Yoved Ovi. Basically, it's the parsha of Akara Setai. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, what happens after you read the parsha? Well, then it belongs to the Kohen. But still, if you eat it, you don't get Malkus. But Tanura tells us, it's the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says it's the reading of the parsha. That's the main thing by the Bikurim. The Chachamim disagree. They say it's putting it down in the Azara. According to the Chacham, once you put it down in the Azara, even though you didn't read the parsha yet, there's no Malkus. But our Mishnah goes with the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. Vaitrezak the Mishnah, Kodshei Kodeshim. One who ate Kodshei Kodeshim. There are two types of karbonos. There's Kodshei Kodeshim, such as Echatas, Mincha, Asham. Now, of course, oil is also Kodshei Kodeshim, but you don't eat the carbon oil, so it's not Negeya. Now, Kodshei Kodeshim has to be eaten inside of the Azara. There's another group of karbonos called Kodeshei Kalim. Included in Kodeshei Kalim is, for example, Karbon Shlamim, Karbon Taida, Pchar, Meiser, Pesach. That could be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. So if someone eats Kodshei Kodeshim chutz l'klai, karbonos that are in the Kodshei Kodeshim category, outside, literally the curtains, in other words, outside the chatzar of the Beis HaMikdash. Really, the chatzar of the Beis HaMikdash wasn't surrounded by curtains, it was surrounded by stone. The Mishnah uses the term outside the curtains because by the Mishkan it was surrounded with curtains. So if someone eats Kodshei Kodeshim outside of the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, or he eats Kodeshim Kalim, as well as Umaiser Sheini, which has to be brought to Yerushalayim, Chutz L'chaim, outside of the wall of Yerushalayim, outside of the surrounding walls, is Chayav Malkus. But Tanur explains how we learn this from Sukkim. Now we go on to something else. Hashoiver es ha'etzem, if someone breaks a bone, ba'pesach ha'tar, of a carbon pesach which is tar, reza loika arboim, is Chayav Malkus. Aval ha-moyser b'tar, if someone leaves over meat of the carbon pesach, even if it's tahar, or the ha-shoiver, if someone breaks the bone, ba-tomei of a carbon pesach that is tomei, einoi loik arboim, he does not get malchus. Okay, in our Mishnah, we learned if someone eats bikurim, the shivas haminim, that are brought to the Beis HaMikdash before he read the parasha, which expresses our hakaras ha-toiv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he would be chayev malchus. That's the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. The Batanur explained, the Chachamim say, the main thing is putting it down in the Azara, not so much the reading the Parsha. According to the Chachamim, if he eats the Bikurim before it was placed, then it would be Chayav Malkus. Someone eats Kodshei Kodeshim outside of the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, or he eats Kodeshim Kalim, or Maaser Sheni, outside of the walls of Yerushalayim. The Batanur explains, incidentally, in the previous Mishnah, we were referring to Maaser Sheni that became Tomei, that was not redeemed. For that, he was Chayav Malkus. Here, we're talking about Maaser Sheni, which is Tahar, that he ate outside of the wall. But it's Dafka after it was in Yerushalayim. Someone eats Maaser Sheni outside of the walls of Yerushalayim before it ever came to Yerushalayim, or before it was Roya Pnei Yerushalayim. Then he does not get Malkus. Then the Mishnah told us that if someone breaks a bone in a carbon pesach, which is tar, he's chayav malchus. But if someone just leaves it past the deadline, even though he's over a lav of leisasir menu at biker, there's no malchus. We explained before in our hagdama, in order to be chayav malchus, there has to be a mice, there has to be an act. Leaving it and not eating it, there's no mice. He's not doing something. or if someone breaks a bone in a carbon pesach that is tameh, the Mishnah concluded, he does not get malchus.